there someone else or not? 'Cause I wanna keep it close. I don't wanna lose my spot. 'Cause I need to know if you're hurting him or hurting me. If it ain't with you, I don't wanna be. Is that someone else or not?
I was doing a best man speech for my friend. It's his third marriage. And the first two women have split up with him when he wanted to carry on. And your first thought when someone splits up with you is,
is there someone else or not? 'Cause I wanna keep you.
Yeah, something like that. is there someone else or not? There has to be someone else. And when someone says there isn't, you're incredulous, aren't you? You're like, what? Really? You're splitting up with me and there's no one else. Because part of you would really like there to be someone else. that's the only good reason to split up with me. Otherwise, what, you're splitting up with me because you prefer what? Nothing. How insulting is that? You prefer nothing, loneliness, to me. There must be someone else. There must be. That's your first instinct, isn't it? And here's the thing. Even if there is no one else, even if there is no one else, there kind of is. It's like, picture Tarzan. Tarzan, you know he's going to split up with Jane eventually, isn't he? But picture Tarzan swinging through the lianas in the jungle. It's always said you need to be clinging onto the next rope before you lose the previous one, but that's not true, is it? If you're self-confident in your swinging abilities, you can easily let go of one liana before clutching onto the next. As long as you can see it lined up for you, you let go and you think, oh, you know, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'm not going to fall and crash to the earth completely alone. And that's why there's always someone else. There's always actually someone else, or there's always the complete and 100% certainty of someone else. And that's the someone you desire, isn't it? Even if you haven't met them yet, because they're new. You can start again. The next one's going to be perfect, aren't they? The next one's going to desire me forever. My penis will always be relevant to that person. Or not.
Or not.
Because after a couple of years, it's get that penis away from me. I'm trying to watch Downton Abbey. And so you get with someone else, don't you? Sure, this person is the one. So you have a few more kids with them, and then they run off with someone else, and so you half the house, and it's ever-decreasing circles as you keep doubling your kids and halving your house, until 15 years later you're in a flat basically the size of a well, crushed from all sides and crushed from on top by the mountain of kids that you've created to try to keep you together, because there will always be someone else. Even if they don't exist yet, there will always be someone better. And that's why, ultimately, the whole thing is a complete waste of time. What the fuck do I say in this best man speech? Well, it's easy. It's easy, right? Life is easy. Love is easy. Stop overcomplicating it. And just love the one you're with. Lots of love.